You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Melissa. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
I am, yes.
Are you calling me from a safe location?
Yes.
Have you previously called us for roadside service today?
Yes, I did. I called about like 10 minutes ago.
Okay. And let me check by your phone number. Is 714-507-8223 the number that you used?
Yes, it was.
Give me one second. Matthew Mead?
Yes.
Okay. Are you calling to continue the call or do you need to cancel?
No. So I called and they said that I just wanted to try. They didn't get my policy number. Or they said, I forget who I was talking to, but they said that they couldn't locate my insurance policy. So I need like someone to come tell my car because it's dead on the side of the road. And I just need my car to be moved somewhere. So I wanted to check back to see if I can get my policy number and get someone out here.
Were you able to locate your policy
Hello?
Number, sir? Were you able to locate your policy
yes,
number?
Yes, I have my policy number and the last six digits of my VIN. They just couldn't verify it, and they said that I'd have to pay out of pocket. So I just wanted to confirm. I have my policy number and my VIN number.
Okay, what's your policy number?
The policy number is 0401-27-200-27-3439.
So I have 0401-272-002-73439.
Correct, yes.
And the last six characters of your VIN number?
The last, they're all numbers. It's 214546.
214546.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, it's not bringing anything up. I can continue with the cash call, like a out-of-pocket expense. But as far, and then you can
Do you know why the policy number is not popping up?
I can't answer that question. It could be a number of things. Have you made any recent changes to it within the last 15 days?
Not that I know of. I haven't changed anything, no.
Did you just get the policy, maybe?
Did I what?
How long have you had the policy?
Probably since like last year, I just changed my policy over to my name, but I've had the same insurance for like over like 10 years, probably, or like 8 years. I don't know, but I changed it like last year over the summer, and that's it. But do you know how much it would be, or is that like an after you guys help me, I know how much it is?
That would be after we would be, get your information, put you in the computer, look you up. It would take a minute. But I mean, I'm more than happy to do that. I just have to reach out to the providers and find out how much they cost, how much they're charging, because they have a hook rate and then they have a price per mile. And each individual provider is different.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Well, that just sucks that you guys can't find me in the system, but okay.
And
I
so
guess.
I have 0401-27-200-27-3439-214-546 for the VIN.
Yeah, that's what it says on the my insurance card. I have like a paper copy that you guys send me.
Now you're
So yeah, I don't know.
now with with Mercury, they will cover you up until your plan coverage. So let's say you get $100 for towing and you end up paying $120 for towing. They'll reimburse you for the $100 that they would have normally paid for the towing. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, oh wait, so they only pay $100?
No. That was just an example.
Oh, got it. Okay. So it just kind of depends on what Mercury's willing to pay for the tow.
What your particular policy is set up to pay for the tow.
Okay. Is there any other way? I guess not. I mean, I don't understand why
Have you
I can't
used
like.
roadside assistance before?
No, I've never used it before. Yeah, I've never used it. I used to have AAA, but that's, I stopped having that. But yeah, I don't. I mean. Okay, well, I guess I'll just figure out something.
The other thing is that I can't, usually I can call Mercury and verify your policy number, and they're just closed right now, so I can't call them to verify that you're a Mercury
Yeah.
customer. So if
Got it.
is your car in a safe location where we could probably do this again in the morning and try to call Mercury to verify your try to verify your policy?
I mean it's on the side of the road, like right on like an off ramp, like it's like yeah, I guess it's safe. I don't know. It's
Is
out
it parked?
in front of a gas station, like after an off ramp. Like when like you go on an off ramp and then you turn on a light, it's like right after that.
Is it on the gas station property?
No, it's not. It's on the street.
Okay. I was gonna say I would go and let the gas station know, hey, look, I'm waiting till
I
first
know.
daylight just in case, and that way you'll have, a little bit of peace of mind and
Yeah, I wish it's on a hill, so I wish I could just push it up to the gas station, but it's pretty far from it. But yeah. Okay. I will. I'm gonna call you guys back in a couple more minutes, just to figure that out. Because I guess, yeah, if you guys can't find me in the system, I guess that is a bummer. If I did get the service, like someone to pick me up through you guys, and then tomorrow morning when Mercury is open and then they verify, would they cover it, or is it kind of like I have to pay tonight and stuff like that, you know? Hello?
Sir?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
So, what was the question?
Oh yeah. So if I do go ahead and have the out of cat or out of pocket cost without verifying my insurance, I would have to pay it tonight. But what if I and then what if tomorrow Mercury does verify my policy number? Would they pay it like a normal like normally, or would I have to still pay it tonight?
No, the way out of pocket expense works is you pay the provider directly, and then you submit your receipts for a
To Mercury. Is
to
that basically
Mercury.
the same thing as going through Mercury?
Pretty much, yes, sir, yes.
Like
They do a reimbursement
in like all in
consideration.
all it would okay. Okay, sounds good. I'll call you guys back in a second. I'm just gonna call a few people to find out if I can get picked up and so and afterwards. So let me just call you guys back in a little.
Okay, that's fine, Mr. Mead. No problem.
Thank you so much.
No problem. No problem.
Bye.